Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so I have good news and I have bad news for you. The good news is we are Kip Branchless today. He is not in studio. He's taking yet another vacation. Standing in for him is principal at Brunswick High and former baseball coach of mine over at Glen Academy, Scott Spence. Coach, thanks for standing in for Kip, who just wants to go on vacation every month.
Thanks for having me. It shouldn't be very hard to stand in for Kip.
So what we're going to do, by the way, this is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm having to come in here sick as all get out because Kip's on vacation. That's what management told me. Suck it up. Get in the studio. Kip's not here. You got to hold down the fort. Great. Thanks. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's not here. Scott Spence in his place. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jessup Furniture, and by Nat's Landing.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down the road from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain. Locally owned and operated by Matt Donato, and yay, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad, free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenisles.com.
You can catch any of this show on thesouthernsportsedition.com that you might have missed. We'll stream it live 24/7. It's not live. We'll stream later on thesouthernsportsedition.com. I'm on Facebook Live if you want to check us out on the show. And so today we're going to talk Final Four, the Atlanta Braves. We'll talk some NFL draft, college football spring practice. Got some good high school baseball going on in the area too, Coach.
Sure do. You know, there's a big series this week between Brunswick High and Glen Academy, and kind of a strange series as there were three blowouts. Glen Academy won the first and third game big time, and then Brunswick was able to squeeze out a win in the middle game, 7-0. So, you know, you expect those two teams to be pretty even, but the results of the three games were really different.
I think what I'm looking at here is Glen Academy's, they only have two losses on the season. Brunswick High is probably going to make the playoffs, maybe as a 2 seed, probably no worse than a 3 seed in that region. Glen's going to be the 1. Glen Academy, I believe, has a state championship caliber team.
If the pitching holds up, you know, I think they threw 3 guys mainly this past week, and I think they can have 5 or 6 decent pitchers. But if they can find 2 real good starters, I think they can make a run. They certainly can put the bat on the ball, I know that. And Randon Jernigan is one of the best high school baseball players I've ever seen.
You got to feel good, too, for Randon, because remember, he suffered a shoulder injury in the football season that he played through. And a lot of folks didn't think, with him committing to go to Georgia to play baseball, that he should have been playing football. And he was assured that it wasn't going to hurt his baseball career, so he toughed it out and finished the football season, and he has been a beast on the diamond for the Red Terriers.
Yeah, he gets down the line. I was talking with Coach Jimmy Brown the other day at the game, and one of the things we talked about is, you know, if the ball hits the ground twice with him, he's going to be on base. We had a guy named Marlon Patterson that played at Glen Academy years ago, and it was about the same way. He could get down the line. If that ball hit the ground twice, he was pretty much on first base, and you might as well go ahead and put him on third. Same with Randon. You know, I really believe Randon's going to get drafted. I really believe he's going to go in the top 10 rounds, too.
Randon Jernigan reminds me of a young Jason Bishop.
Yeah, I can't make that comparison. You were left-handed.
I was. Still am. The Atlanta Braves are half a game out of first place in the National League East. Out of nowhere, they're contending right away.
Well, you know, one thing about it, they were in first place. They were in first place after the first game, so that's great. I think the Atlanta Braves, They're playing the worst team in baseball right now, and they're 1-1 against them. So I think it's going to be another long season for the Braves fans.
They're half a game out of first place. They had a great comeback win in game one. Probably should have won game two. They should be sitting at 2-0 in first place by themselves right now. That's how good this team is.
Well, they're playing the Phillies. So, yeah, they should be sitting at 2-0. You're exactly correct. They should be. You know, my wife and I were going to watch the game last night. We were sitting on the back porch and had the TV turned on. Had grilled steak, just enjoying the evening. And she said, I don't recognize any of these players except for Freddie Freeman. I mean, so at what point are they going to get some consistency and stick with a team and build a winner? What's the problem?
Star in the making for the Atlanta Braves, Ryan Flaherty, coming out of nowhere, leading the team in hitting. 375. No one saw that coming. Star in the making, Ryan Flaherty, write it down.
I told you when you said that this morning, he was 3-for-8, and you looked it up, and he certainly was. 3 hits. He probably finished the season with 15.
In all seriousness, I disagree with you about the Phillies being the worst team in baseball. I think it's the Miami Marlins. Anybody that was any good is no longer on that team. The Phillies at least have Jake Arrieta in their rotation. That's 15 wins right there for the Phillies, at least.
Oh, yeah. I think, and they'll probably win 68 this year. I think the Phillies are going to win 68, finishing last place in the division. The Braves will be right just ahead of them a little bit, maybe 72, 70 wins. And I think the Marlins will probably etch out 75, 76 wins.
Currently, the guy that's leading the team in wins is the closer, Aroldis Vizcaíno, who won that game in game one of the series when Atlanta made that great comeback. And he came in the ninth and just shut the door on the Phillies, and the Braves won it on the Markakis walk-off.
Yeah.
Which was impressive.
That was nice. That was enjoyable. I watched the Sports Center the next morning because I fell asleep and didn't get to see the game.
I stayed awake for the whole thing.
Well, good. You're not as old as me.
That's a true story. The NFL draft. Actually, let's bypass NFL draft for 1 second. Final four. Loyola of Chicago and Michigan on one side. The other side, you've got Kansas, who I think is going to win, against Villanova. I'm here to tell you there's no way on God's green earth, no way on God's green earth that Michigan or Loyola of Chicago is beating Kansas or Villanova. It ain't happening.
Kansas is better than I thought they were. I watch a lot of SEC and ACC basketball, and I really felt like Duke was going to win that game, and they probably should have won the game had the crybaby made the shot there at the end. Actually, it shouldn't even been that close. Duke should have won by 7 or 8, but Kansas is a little better than I thought they were. Villanova's probably the cream of the crop, but, you know, you've got two teams, Loyola and Michigan, that are hot, and they're both playing well, and they've been playing well for quite some time. That Cinderella thing might come home to roost the whole way. They may do it. Loyola may do it.
You think that Loyola of Chicago can beat Villanova?
You know, when the brackets came out, I like to read and I like to do research and I like to look at the odds and the lines on the games. That's how I pick. I try to do a little scientific thing. And Loyola Chicago, there were a lot of folks predicting them to go to the Sweet 16. And I think what they hadn't lost a game since January, something like that. There were a lot of teams. So I picked them to go one round, and I was a little worried about picking them to go two. I didn't do it. I picked them one and pick them to go to the Sweet 16. But they were the odds-on favorite to be the Cinderella this year. And by God, they have.
In a big way.
Yeah, and, you know, they got their little sister there, whatever her name is.
Sister Jean.
Yeah, there we go. And Sister Jean, she's blessing them right now, and that might have some impact. You know, it is Easter weekend.
That's right. Happy Easter.
That's right. And Sister Jean may be speaking to God right now, and that could come into play too.
Okay, so on the other side of the break, oh, by the way, we're going to take, because I'm sick and I'm trying to talk as least as I can or as little as I can, we're going to take any call that comes in today. Any call. You can hear how bad my voice is struggling. 912-275-7017. On the other side of the break, we still have NFL draft. We'll talk some college football spring practice as well.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The legendary Max Barbecue. Now in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Life. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey club, and of course those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8. The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling. 912-275-8271 and give them a like on Facebook.
All right. Jason Bishop show with Kip Branch, who's not in studio. Scott Spence sitting in for him. We were talking high school baseball on the previous segment. The Frederick Academy Knights also having a stellar year over on St. Simons, and it looks like they're sitting number one in their region. They're probably going to win that region as well. Greg Roberts has gone back over to Frederick and done a really good job with that baseball team.
Yeah, you know, Coach Roberts coached at Glenn Academy for a few years there with me. He does a really good job. I like his style. He's always up. He's always positive. He's a young guy, and I think they're like 9-3 right now. They're 9-1 in their region. I think they're going to make some noise in terms of a state championship also.
Yeah, I think they're the team. Honestly, I believe they are the team to beat in the GISA. You were talking about with Glenn Academy being able to hit the ball and looking for pitching. Frederick is very similar. Although I think Frederica's pitching, when you're in the GISA versus the GHSA, I think Frederica's pitching is a little better than what Glenn has just because of the two leagues they play in. I'm saying in relative to Frederica playing in the GISA, their pitching is better than Glenn's pitching relative to the GHSA, but they both can hit.
Yeah, they both can hit. I know Frederica put some monster scores on the board and you know, 15, 16, 17 runs is not an odd occurrence to see in the paper from them.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med One, Pyramid Roofing, and by Brogan's.
Brogan's, the best hangout spot on St. Simons. All the locals will tell you. Brogan's in the village, best salads, burgers, wings, and on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
All right, I think that we actually do have a caller. Caller, can you hear us? Caller. No go on the caller. That's fine.
Give the number out again. Maybe somebody will call.
912-275-7017. That's the number to get in. No go. There go. All right. Spring football, Georgia Bulldogs. It's about to happen. Also have the Masters coming up, too. Let's do spring football.
I think actually spring football might be going on right now. And I think
I meant the spring game.
Yeah, the spring game's coming up in a couple of weeks. You know, Georgia's got some holes to replace, but they don't have as many as folks think. And I was reading something the other day, and it said there's five things that the University of Georgia needs to work on or needs to find out as far as through spring practice. And I think the first thing is, who's going to be the leader of the team? You know, now that there's no Roquan Smith, there's no Sony Michel, there's no Nick Chubb, who's going to be the leader for the University of Georgia next year?
Jake Fromm?
You know, he's a sophomore, and he certainly was a leader last year, but, you know, someone's going to have to step up and be that leader, and I think that's one of the things they need to find in spring practice. I also think that who's going to be the bell cow? Who's going to run the football? Who's going to be the person that you turn to and hand them the football when you know you need 3 or 4 yards?
The freshman, Swift.
Yeah, Swift's pretty good. You got Holyfield also.
Mm-hmm. The kid coming in from North Carolina.
Yeah, they had some two very good running back recruits. So I think that. And then another thing, how good is Justin Fields, and where does he play?
That's the most intriguing thing for me is the quarterback position. You had a quarterback that came in, took the reins, took you all the way to a national championship game. Pretty much had you just a half away from winning a national championship, maybe even just a couple of minutes away from winning a national championship. And now you have the number one recruit who is also a quarterback coming in. And the thing is, here you got to understand the dynamics, what the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You don't have the number one overall quarterback in the class commit to come to your college and then sit him down for 2 years. You don't do that. So at some point, some way, you got to find a way to get Fields on the field. But in order to do that, you're going to have to do it at the expense of Jake Fromm, who just took you to a national championship game. Therein lies the dilemma.
Well, first of all, they were about 30 seconds from winning the national championship. If you recall, Georgia kicked the field goal in overtime, sacked the quarterback on the first play, back to the 42-yard line, 43-yard line. It's now second and, what, 20-something?
18.
Yeah. And touchdown. You know, if you watch the replay, Georgia almost sacked him on that play, too. They almost sacked him. They were right there, and he got rid of the ball. So, you know, that was a tough one. But I'm not sure how good Justin Fields is. I'm just going to say, I've watched kids play. I've watched him play. And I know this. When they came to play Glenn Academy in the playoffs, he could have played in that game. He didn't. I'm not sure I want him on my team. I'm just going to say that. Now, we'll see over the next 3 or 4 years.
What was interesting to me, maybe he could have, maybe he couldn't have, but the thing that stood out to me is not necessarily that he didn't play. The thing that stood out to me is he wasn't there.
Yeah.
He wasn't even at the game.
Right.
And that game pretty much hinged the winner of that game gets into the Final Four. And he wasn't there to support his team. That did catch my attention. That did catch my attention that he was not there at that game with his teammates.
I predict that Fromm starts and plays every game. He may get in a little mop-up role, and he leaves Georgia after 1 year. That's what I predict. So, and then the last thing is, who's going to step up at wide receiver? Someone has to step up and be the man at wide receiver, a playmaker. Is Terry Godwin going to do it? You know, is Miko Hardman going to do it?
I like Hardman. I like Hardman. I do a lot as a receiver. We're gonna take a step away for just a second. Play the weekend review. And here we go. The field or Tiger Woods. The Jags finally made a quarterback move. It's about time. Oh, wait. They traded for Cody Kessler. There is no way on God's green earth that Loyola of Chicago or Michigan can beat Kansas or Villanova. The Falcons say they are not interested in taking a quarterback in the draft. Of course you aren't. What idiot reporter asked that question? What time does North Carolina play this weekend? As of right now, the Braves are in contention for the National League East. With the first pick in the NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select. New York Giant fans, your worst nightmare has arrived. Two words for you, Dave Gettleman. How did Ronald Acuna do on opening day in Atlanta? Odell Beckham Jr., pack your bags, you are headed to the Jets. When is Julio Teheran going to become a shutdown ace? And these are my thoughts.
North Carolina, they've played in the last two Final Fours. I'm assuming Roy Williams wanted to take a break this year and give someone else a chance, okay?
So they're not playing?
No, they're not playing. Okay. But you know what? You said that Loyola, Chicago, or Michigan have absolutely no chance. All right, if you look at the odds of who's going to win, Villanova is by far, for the odds maker, they're way above everyone else. Michigan's second, okay? Kansas is third, and Loyola, Chicago has a 3% chance of winning. 3%. There's a chance.
Loyola of Chicago nor Michigan have any shot of beating Kansas or Villanova. I don't need an odds maker to tell me that they do.
Who would have thought they'd be where they are now?
That is a fair point. Kip actually had Michigan in the Final Four. Got to give him credit.
Yep.
My bracket's still perfect, by the way.
You didn't fill one out?
No, I did. See, my bracket, you haven't been listening to the show, obviously.
Okay.
My bracket last year was perfect. I have found a system in order to be able to get games right 100% of the time. You don't miss them. It's fail-proof.
Mm-hmm.
You wait until the game is over.
And then you fill it.
And then you make your pick.
Yeah. That
2 years in a row, I'm perfect.
You know, but you still have to pick 65, 68 games, so you could make a mistake, though. There is a chance you could make a mistake. So, see, Loyola Chicago does have a chance because you could make a mistake doing that.
How would I make a mistake on picking the team that's already won?
You probably put North Carolina in the Final Four just thinking that they were going to be there.
That's one thing I didn't do. I will say on my real bracket, I had Duke in the Final Four. I sure did. Go Dukies.
I had Duke in the Final Four on one of my brackets, yeah.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music.
Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports This Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports This Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Baseball City Championship was decided this past week with the Red Terriers taking the crown, beating the Pirates in a three-game series. Glenn won the rubber match Friday night, 9-2. Terriers took game one, 7-0, and the Pirates took game two by the same score of 7-0. Of course, the tragic news to pass along this week, the passing of Brunswick High Pirate Tate Pierce. Bishop Media sends out our thoughts and prayers to his family. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune into the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
I've been told that Kip Ranch is on the line waiting on us to come back, so I thought I'd be done with him for at least one show, but unfortunately not. Kip, are you there?
You're never done with me, brother, because...
Oh, great, he cut out. That's awesome. Are you still there, Kip, or did you really cut out and make my day?
How are you doing, Jason? You doing okay?
Let me tell you what management told me this morning.
Management tell you?
I called management and I said, do you hear my voice? There's no way I can do this show. And I was told, well, Kip's on vacation going on a cruise, so you have to suck it up and get in studio.
That's the way it works. See, you got to get things like this written up in your contract. And when you can do that, then you can go out and take seven-day cruises and things like that. You need to hire me as your agent. Or better yet, you need to hire me as your all-time sports person.
Right. You're cutting in and out, so I don't know what you said, but I'm sure it didn't make any sense. Okay, so we're just going to drop Kip. He's trying to call us from Louisiana where he's getting on a boat.
Well, first he's going to go to Bourbon Street. I think that's the plan today.
Oh,
and
of course it is.
Then they're going to get on a boat tomorrow.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that's probably no non-alcoholic Bourbon Street today for Kip.
This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and by Big City Cleaners.
Big City Cleaners and Corks Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. And free delivery to St. Simons, Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Corks Cleaners, 6201 Alabama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
In case you haven't been keeping up with the Major League Baseball season, the Braves are a half game out of first place.
Statistically, that is true.
Yes.
Statistically, that is true. You know, let's talk about the Nationals. I got to plug this one.
Okay.
I read this somewhere the other day. I don't know. It was before you called me and asked me to do this. Like, 5 of the last 7 years, the Nationals have been picked to win the World Series. 5 of the last 7. And this one they are too. Odds on favorite. They've never, in the franchise history, Nationals and Expos, they've never even won a playoff series. Never. Never won a playoff series.
That's crazy.
Check this out.
Uh-huh.
They're one of two teams to never go to the World Series.
Who's the other one?
Let me think. Seattle. Seattle's never been to a World Series, and the Expos / Nationals have never been to a World Series. The strike-shortened season, 94 was it?
Uh-huh.
the Expos may have they were going to win the East.
They were 9 games ahead of Atlanta.
Yeah, they were going to win the East
in 94.
And back then there was only 2 teams that made the playoffs, or they had just done that. Yeah.
And that Montreal team, let me just run this to you for people that actually followed baseball in the 90s of how good that team was. Pedro Martinez,
yep.
Marquise Grissom, Delino DeShields, Tim Wallach, Larry Walker.
Who was the second baseman?
You got me on that one.
What was his name? He's probably the best second baseman of all time, and I'm trying to think his name.
Of all time? Delino DeShields was the second baseman there.
No, they had a... I'll think of it before the end of the show. I'll bet that.
Okay.
Did Tim Wallach play for him still?
I believe he did.
Yeah. Who was the first baseman?
I don't know.
They were pretty good. They were loaded. They had a good catcher. I can't remember his name either.
The catcher rings a bell.
Yep. I'll think about it. Before the end of the show, folks, well, I'll get on Google and figure it out, too.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, the Expos were really good that year, and I just cannot remember who that guy was. But they had the Braves, and then the strike-shortened season ended it. There was no World Series that year. That's how the Braves had all those consecutive division championships. But you don't have to worry about that this year. They're not going to win one this year.
All right. They had Jeff Acero, Gil Heredia, Ken Hill, Pedro Martinez. Their rotation, that was pretty much the mainstay of their rotation, was Acero, Pedro, and Ken Hill. All those guys were pretty good.
Yep.
Pedro's a Hall of Famer.
Yep. They had some Hall of Famers on the field, too.
Darren Fletcher was the catcher that we couldn't think of. They had Will Cordero, Cliff Floyd, Mike Lansing. So I guess Tim Wallach was gone. Mike Lansing.
Cliff Floyd was pretty good, too.
Yeah, Cliff Floyd wasn't bad. And in the outfield, we missed Moises Alou.
That's who I was thinking of.
And left. Yeah. Marquise Grissom, Larry Walker. By the way, they had Rondale White on the bench.
Larry Walker. Good night. That's a pretty strong outfield. That's as strong as any outfield that I can think of right off the top of my head. That's pretty strong. They probably would have won the World Series, and then that would have left only the Mariners as not going to the World Series.
Instead, they eventually moved to Washington, and they have Bryce Harper.
And they've lost 3 division series in the last 7 years. And they do have Bryce Harper, who probably is the best baseball player in the world.
Agreed. And baseball doesn't market him.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. They don't do a very good job marketing. And just like I said, we were going to watch the Braves last night. First of all, you got to search for the game because they're on like 5 different channels. Used to, you just turn it on the old
PBS.
Superstation, baby. I can remember being a kid when I was young. There was a Saturday afternoon game of the week all the time. And it was either the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cardinals. That's about all you saw, or Dodgers. And so you were one of those teams' fans, and you listened to the Braves. And then when Superstation, see, I'm an old guy, when Superstation started kicking in, I was probably 10, 11, and we started watching the Braves, and they were so bad in the late 70s, early 80s. And in 82, when they won the division, when they started off winning like 13, 14 games, my parents used to let me stay up and watch the games when they were on that streak. That was pretty good stuff. Spent a lot of time watching the Braves. Biff Pokoroba.
Our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. So this is, I'm going to set the scenario for you. This is the Florida State head coach after they lost to Michigan. And I believe the Elite Eight round. Dana Jacobson, who is a very well-accomplished reporter for ESPN. She's mainly made her name for ESPN. She's no longer with ESPN, but nonetheless, she's attempting to interview the Florida State coach, Leonard Hamilton, right after that loss.
Take me through the final seconds of this game. Why didn't you guys foul?
What are you talking about?
Down the stretch there, the end of the game, the final seconds, 11 seconds left down the clock.
Do you think that the game came down to the final seconds of the game?
I'm asking you, though, why that decision in the final seconds of the game?
The game was over.
Got a lot of confidence in his team there.
All right, let me say something. And I don't really care for Leonard Hamilton. He's been at Florida State for 10 years, maybe mm-hmm. more than that. He's been there a long time. And they have a decent basketball team. You know, but when you put a microphone in somebody's face, that was a crushing loss. That was a crushing loss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so the first thing she said is she questioned his coaching. So you got to look at it that way. So now he's mad. Why are you questioning my coaching? And so now he's got to put himself in a position to defend himself. And then he comes across looking like a fool.
This is what happened. Yeah. You nailed it. His team had just had their season end abruptly in a hard-fought basketball game. They had gotten all the way to the Elite Eight, and nobody picked them to get there. They were a 9 seed, and they were still playing in the round of 8. He expected for her to ask him softball questions. He expected for her to say, "Coach, talk about how proud you are of your kids for getting this far.
Or how you feel.
Coach, how do you feel? Coach, talk about your season." That's what he expected to get from her. And instead, what he got was, "Why didn't you foul?" He didn't know how to react.
Well, and here's the thing about that, and I'm not about, I've never coached basketball, but I know that there's a lot of things that happen in a football or a baseball game that when I'm sitting in the stands, very easy to see. But when you're in the heat of the moment, not so easy to see.
We still have Masters to get to. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-9595, or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
That's my jam.
I thought I was in high school. You don't even know who that is.
That's Run DMC, man.
That's right.
Come on, man.
I tried to fool you.
No. I know my Kip threw some Foreigner at me the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, they call me Big Daddy Old School when it comes to music like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Brunswick Mower.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means that grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready to go by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue. Pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
If I was the Cleveland Browns, I would take Saquon Barkley number one, and then I'd come back and I would take Baker Mayfield at four. That's what I would do.
That's because I told you that's what you should do.
I've been saying this all along.
Yeah. They need a quarterback and they need a running back. I mean, they got, what, Isaiah Crowell, is he still playing for him, and Duke Johnson?
Crowell's a beast.
He's not Saquon Barkley.
In high school, Isaiah Crowell was can't stop.
Oh, yeah, and he was can't stop at whatever college he went to after he left Georgia. Somewhere in Alabama, maybe. Alabama A&M or something. No, he's had a much better pro career than I thought he would have coming out of college. But Saquon Barkley is, I just think he's Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's that much of a difference maker. And they do need a quarterback, like we said. And after watching Baker Mayfield play twice last year, absolutely unbelievable. Just Drew Brees, but a better arm.
Let me tell you something right here and now. On this show, I have earned the nickname The Truth. And so I'm about to tell you the truth. Of all the quarterbacks that are, I said this last week, I'll say it again. Of all the quarterbacks that are in this draft that are going to get drafted, whether it's before or after Baker Mayfield, it's not going to matter. The quarterback that is going to do the best out of this quarterback class by far is Baker Mayfield. He is a star. He's going to be a star elite quarterback in the NFL, period.
No, I rarely agree with you, but I have to agree with you there, because basically what you have in this draft is a bunch of Statue of Liberties, Lamar Jackson, and then a real pro quarterback in Baker Mayfield. That's what you have.
Let me tell you something about Baker Mayfield in case you don't really understand what I'm trying to say to you. In the second half of the Georgia game, where the national championship spot on the line, the country's best defense, which was Georgia's defense, the country's best defense brought the house in the second half against Baker Mayfield. Not only did he get rid of the ball quickly, was also capable of reading what the defense was doing, where the blitz was coming from quickly enough to be able to get rid of the ball, consistently make plays. And the entire second half, every time he touched the football, he ended up on his backside. And he still made play after play to keep Oklahoma in that game to get it to overtime. And he took a pounding in the second half, and it didn't matter.
Oh, no. No, he kept getting up, and he kept doing what he – so, yes, I agree that he is the best quarterback in the draft. But, you know, there are some Southern folks going, and let's talk about maybe some of the Georgia guys that are going – Isaiah Wynn, I mean, he's going to go pretty high. Some people have projected him in the top 10. You got Roquan Smith, Michelle, and Chubb. And then there are actually some folks are saying that Lorenzo Carter may go in the first round too.
I think that I read something where there was a real possibility where Georgia was going to have something like 4 to 8 possible players to go in the first round.
Yeah, they're not going to get that. They're going, you know, you figure that Isaiah Wynn's going to go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Michelle may go late in the first round, and Isaiah Wynn, I mean, and Lorenzo Carter, and then, of course, Roquan Smith. So 4, maybe.
Let me throw you a curveball. Who's going to be the better NFL back, Nick Chubb or Sony Michelle?
I think Michelle's going to be
the better. My money's for Sony Michelle.
Well, unfortunately, Chubb's already been hurt, okay? And he's going to take a pounding. He's not as quick as Michelle. Michelle's going to be a third down guy. Probably can tote the ball, but I think he'll have a longer career than Chubb.
Did you know that in their documented 40-yard dash times, Chubb had a better 40-yard dash than Michelle did?
Yeah, they don't run a lot of 40-yard dashes, though, on Sundays. I think it's going to be, you know, little cuts, little 5-yard dashes. You know, I think that kind of stuff is what Michelle's going to do better. And, of course, he catches the ball. You know, before we leave the draft, I want to talk about one local person that a lot of folks aren't talking about, is Tracy Walker. Tracy Walker is a Brunswick High graduate, played at Louisiana Lafayette. He's 6'2", 200-pound safety. He's one of about the 10th rated safety coming into the draft, and he is projected to go in the 7th round. So we're going to have another player from Brunswick High School in the NFL next year.
We've got a ton of athletes, not just in the NFL, but all over playing professional sports as it is. Katie Burnett, Morgan Bryan, Adam Wainwright, you know, obviously Kwame was in the NBA for a little while. We've got a ton of folks that have done well from here in Brunswick.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Alabama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service. The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports This Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Baseball City Championship was decided this past week with the Red Terriers taking the crown, beating the Pirates in a three-game series. Glenn won the rubber match Friday night, 9-2. Terriers took game one, 7-0, and the Pirates took game two by the same score of 7-0. Of course, some tragic news to pass along this week, the passing of Brunswick High Pirate Tate Pierce. Bishop Media sends out our thoughts and prayers to his family. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., 93.7 WBQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
This is the crap that Kip threw at me just randomly. Of course, you know, he goes behind my back to management and says he wants Foreigner put in to the rejoin beds because I don't know who Foreigner is.
That's from the 70s. That's when Kip was in high school.
It's just a pup, huh?
Yeah, that's when he was just a pup in high school, man. Hey, we talked about this on the break. If anyone can mess it up, Cleveland can mess it up. So fully expect Cleveland to get one of those Statue of Liberties and put him at quarterback. He'll get killed about the fourth game of the season, and somebody will be in. Sam Bradford will be starting for him next year.
Sam Bradford's got a good arm.
Yeah, but I think I'm faster than him, and I'm pretty sure I can outrun him, and I might can move a little better too.
He can throw it.
Okay. Yeah. Buck Ballou could throw it. Bucket and listening. Sorry about that, buddy.
This segment brought to you by Max Barbecue, Pristine Water, and Brunswick Country Club.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233-166 Key Circle Drive.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, who's not here. I'm having to fill in for him when I'm sick because he's out on a cruise. I got the short end of the straw on that. That's just kind of how it works out. Scott's been sitting in for Kip on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of this show, we'll stream it 24/7. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is where you can find it. We had a couple callers on the Pristine Water landline. One caller I missed, one caller we couldn't get on the air, and then one I just cut off because it was Kip. And then the Greenscapes Landscape Design, Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week was the Florida State coach, Leonard Hamilton, being a jerk.
Well, I've already told you about that. You know, you put a microphone in a man's face minutes after the game, he's going to defend himself, and he just didn't do a very good job of doing it.
We'll throw it at you again.
Take me through the final seconds of this game. Why didn't you guys foul?
What are you talking about?
The stretch there, the end of the game, the final seconds, 11 seconds left on the clock.
Do you think that the game came down to the final seconds of the game?
I'm asking you, though, why that decision in the final seconds of the game?
The game was over.
All right, I'm going to say something else. What he said, okay, when he said, you think that the game came down to the final seconds of the game. Well, first of all, there were 39 minutes and 45 seconds of basketball before that point. That's what he meant. He just didn't say it that way. You understand what I'm saying? That's what he meant to say. He just didn't say it. Do you think the game came down to the, you know, we played the entire game up to that point. That's not why we lost the basketball game. We lost the basketball game during the other 39 minutes and 45 seconds. He just didn't say it that way.
No. He didn't.
That's right. Well, so
he certainly didn't.
No, but it's okay. It's over with now. Florida State has made their Final Eight appearance for the first time since Hugh Durham was the coach.
So wow.
See you. See you, Florida State. Sorry, JB.
The Braves are a half game out of first place.
For about six more hours, yes, they are. And they're probably going to lose two of three on opening weekend. Are they playing a four-game series with the Phillies?
I think it's a three.
Then they're probably going to lose two of three to the Phillies.
Let me bring it up and see.
Thought we were going to talk about the NBA Hall of Fame a little bit. I really want to hear your who you think should get in. I think they've already picked them though.
I like who they've got. I think they did a good job with the guys that are getting in. I think they're all deserving.
Yeah, I do too. You still checking to see? See if the Braves are half a game out of first.
Well, you've got me moving in 300 directions. So okay. I'm doing the Braves. I'm doing the candidate list from the NBA Hall of Fame. And then also we haven't even touched on Tiger Woods being the odds-on favorite of the Masters.
Do you know that it's not the NBA Hall of Fame? Do you know that it's the basketball, the James Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame? And it has to – they take into account what you did in high school, what you did in college, what you did in the pros. You know that?
I did not.
You know that there's a high school coach in the Hall of Fame. There's one person. All he did was coach high school. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's from the Matha High School. And they have an award. So you need to prepare when you come on the show, and you need to know little tidbits like that.
That's what I have people like Scott Spence do.
Do you know that Christian Laettner is in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. I knew he was in the College Basketball Hall of
Fame. Nope. It is the Basketball Hall of Fame. Christian Laettner is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Do you know?
Grant Hill.
Grant Hill is in it now, but he was not in it before. Christian Laettner is in the Basketball Hall of Fame because he was on the original Dream Team. And the original Dream Team are all in the Hall of Fame. So that means Larry Bird's in there twice.
Steve Nash.
See, I think he's probably the weaker of all the guys that are actually going in. You know, you got Jason Kidd, you got Grant Hill, and see, you're a little young. You don't remember Maurice Cheeks. You don't remember that.
No, he was with Boston for a little while.
He was a coach, yeah, but he might have played with Boston, but he was mainly a 76er back in the days.
Mo Cheeks.
Yeah, Mo Cheeks. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know, they actually played in the finals 3 or 4 years back in the early '80s, and that's when Boston was good.
He didn't play with Allen Iverson though.
No. He might have been Allen Iverson's assistant coach. He certainly, Mo would have practiced. You know, it's all about practice.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
Now, I think that if you look at the body of work, I think Grant Hill's body of work from high school to college to pros is probably better than the other ones, although Jason Kidd's been a pretty good coach, too.
Not bad.
You know, Grant Hill, one of the best Final Fours I've ever seen that did not involve North Carolina was when Duke beat UNLV. The year before, they had gotten pounded in the national championship game. They come back with almost the same team and beat UNLV in the semifinals. Just a shocker.
I was going to ask you if you remembered who Grant Hill played for.
Oh, Grant Hill, Bobby Hurley, Christian Laettner. Oh, yeah. I remember those days.
Wojciechowski.
They were pretty good. He was a little after that.
Yeah.
He was a little after that. Wojciechowski took some beatings from the Tar Heels, by the way.
Wojciechowski reminds me a lot of my game.
The only thing, you're left-handed, though. He's not.
He's gritty.
Yeah, right.
Defensive-minded, tough, hard-nosed.
I hear you. Yeah, that's it. The only difference is, I mean, truly, you're left-handed. He's not. How about Chauncey Billups not getting in, or Rip Hamilton? You think they deserve to be in?
Chauncey and Rip from those Detroit teams, when they upset the Lakers and nobody gave them a chance. By the way, I picked that series, and I picked Detroit to beat the Lakers, and I got that right. Nobody gives me credit for that. But I did pick that.
Once again, now, it's not just the professional career. It is their overall basketball career. And people forget, Rip Hamilton had a national championship when he was at UConn.
UConn.
That's right. Now, Chauncey Billups, I think he played at Colorado. They didn't do a whole bunch. But, you know, you're talking about a guy that's got a national championship in college, national championship in the pros.
That's our cue to get out.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
The best hangout spot on St. Simons, all the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all.
happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.